BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's Friday Scott Mills Daily, another Real or No Real. We send Chris to the BBC showers for some Friday showeroke. We also find out the reason Will Ferrell didn't want to buy Watford Football Club. And number one on the BBC Music Sound Off 2016 revealed.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning, everyone. This is Scott Mills. Oh, yes to it being Friday. How hard was that week for you getting back to work after Christmas and New Year? Right, I'm a bit tired and a bit confused. Why was Noel Edmonds just on commenting on the last story on Newsbeat?
I was confused as well because it was about Jurgen Klopp. Are you familiar with his work?
Let's see what Noel Edmonds thinks. No.
Liverpool manager.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Okay, Jurgen Klopp.
I knew that.
So, Noel Edmonds was on. And
why?
First thought is, yes, why Noel Edmonds? Why should we know what Noel Edmonds thinks about Jurgen Klopp?
Mm.
But we figured it out.
Okay.
So Noel Edmonds is an Exeter fan. Liverpool are playing Exeter
gotcha.
In the FA Cup.
Okay, good. It just really confused me hearing Noel Edmonds at 6:35 in the morning.
I think it was the phrase, like, let's see what Noel Edmonds would think on the matter. It's just a bizarre person to go to every time we need a comment.
It wasn't really explained, but thank you for doing that.
Okay.
Okay, so it's actual cold now, isn't it?
It's proper on generally around the UK now.
Yeah, it's cold. Cos January. Okay, so I found out that I'm going on a little adventure somewhere at the end of January.
Oh.
Somewhere north of the Arctic Circle.
A little adventure?
Yes.
Is this for charity? Or
no, just cos.
Personal.
Personal. I've just checked the temperature there right now. It's minus 36.
Ooh.
How do you even deal with that? Like, what do I do?
It's an adventure,
this
though.
Is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
It is an adventure, but, like, what do you wear for that? At least that's the coldest I'll ever have been.
Mm.
Minus 33? Down to 36 at 2 a.m. this morning. I've just checked it. What do you wear?
I just like the idea of you on a little adventure. So it sounds
being
fun.
Pulled by huskies.
is that what's happening?
Maybe.
Yeah, why are you in such extreme cold? What's going on?
I'm just going on a little adventure.
Okay.
To North Sweden. But I didn't realise it was minus 33. Like, is that when, if you stand for more than 5 seconds, you'll actually freeze?
Yeah, or if you have a wee, it will just freeze.
Yeah. Actually, I can't wait to try that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So who's going to be BBC Music Sound of 2016 number one? You will find out in the next 20 minutes on the Radio and Breakfast Show. Exciting morning.
It's very exciting.
And from 9 o'clock, I will have a playlist for you, but it's all Nick's Tape playlist today. They've been going really well this week as well.
Yeah, what's been your favourite one?
Oh, I loved the Sharoki one, but also Workout Wednesday.
I think the Workout one was the one.
They're all available to download as well. If you go to Radio 1 Twitter, you'll see them on there. This is Scott Mills. It's 6:47. Pia Mia and Justin Bieber coming up. Do you remember, just before Christmas, when Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg came in to see us? And we played the Playground Insults game. That video's done well, hasn't it?
Very well.
Millions of people?
Millions of people.
Millions of people around the world have watched that.
Because it's everywhere. It's BBC iPlayer, Radio 1 YouTube.
Yeah.
You can find it everywhere. And yeah, it's had millions of views.
It's just them sat in a dark room, the pressure's on, and they are delivering childish insults to each other.
Mm.
But do you remember before we played that game, you and Will had a chat about football?
Ask him to buy you a football club.
Could you buy me a football club? If
yes.
That's such a good question.
I could.
Yeah? It's called Watford FC.
What is the value of
we're Premiership that? Now.
So this is Will and Mark Wahlberg talking to you about football.
Oh, yeah.
Really? What is the value?
I don't know the value of it, but I think you could pick up a player for for a million.
Staying out of relegation at this point?
Yeah, we're actually all right, mid-table.
Okay, mid-table.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I mean, genuinely, you could buy a football club. If one of your kids asked for it, you would do that.
No.
No?
No. It depends on the price.
Yes. You know what happens with kids who have parents that have money? They don't appreciate things.
Right.
They don't take care of it. So you get them too much stuff, and it basically just gets discarded around the house.
But I take it you would so appreciate owning.
He wouldn't take it for granted.
I'd massively appreciate
Waterford FC.
Watford.
Oh, Watford, sorry. Yeah. Mm. I thought it was like Waterford Crystal.
That would be the best. Even if you could just get me like the stands named after me or something like that, just a section of the stadium. Mm.
What if we were able to purchase that you could play a half for Watford?
Well, that would be incredible.
Yeah. Mm. Can you play?
What would your
position be?
Is this only if I'm your son, or is this, this conceivable is that I could make it happen today?
Oh, I'm not helping you.
Well, it's worth asking, I guess, lads. Yeah. Fine.
Let's move on. Let's go back to
my friend owns the Celtics.
What?
Yeah, Dermot Desmond. Do you want to play for the Celtics?
I'll play for whoever will pay me.
The Celtic Club.
Right. Yeah.
That's a done deal.
Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell there. Now, I've got the reason why Will Ferrell was so hesitant. He's actually just bought another club.
It's incredible, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. I was reading about this.
Yeah. Los Angeles FC. Are they any good?
I don't think so. But they're a reasonable club. They're a reasonable club.
Will
they're,
says,
they're in the MLS.
He says, this is not a joke. I'm actually a member of this fine ownership group and it's very exciting. I reckon that's why he was so cagey with you.
Do you reckon he was struggling for Christmas presents and then suddenly thought, do you know what? That's not a bad idea. I could buy my son a football club. And actually it's for his son.
Okay, so you're now saying that you gave him the idea to buy a football club.
Well, you never know. I mean, it's unlikely.
I mean, it's possible, but unlikely.
The Scott Mills Daily. Well,
I'm here for you. Charlotte Southampton's been on saying apparently Craig David was spotted on London Road in Southampton this week at lunchtime. People got well excited about it.
Really?
He's been walking down that street for years, and now like everyone's really excited again.
He walked away, and now he's back.
Good morning. If I saw him in Beavis Valley right now, to be fair, or Portswood, I'd go mad for it.
I think it's a good thing. 2016 started very well. It's the year of the Craig David.
It's a bit like when we were talking about the no news headlines on Matt Edmondson's show yesterday. Eddie Redmayne spotted in supermarket buying vegetables. That was in the paper.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Music. Sound of 2016.
And I'm very excited to tell you that Annie Mack and Hugh Stevens
Hello.
Are here. Good morning.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, guys. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Now, when I've got the music might of Hugh Stevens and Annie Mack at the same time in the same studio, I know something big is going to go down.
Well, it does feel like something big's about to go down.
It is about to go down. Absolutely. Yeah. We are about to reveal who's at number one on the BBC Music Sound of 2016. Can I just say, though, this week has been like a dream, literally. It's as if I've been going back to bed after coming to see you to reveal who's at, you know, we've been doing 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm not sure if it's actually happened. Can we just confirm who's been at 5-1, please?
Absolutely.
That's probably a good idea.
I know what you mean. Like when I've come into Grimmy's show before and then gone away, you're like, yeah, that was this morning.
Yeah.
Sometimes your day feels about 2 weeks long.
Yeah. Okay, right, so let's remind ourselves, as Hugh said, of the top five so far before we announce the winner.
Yes.
Here we go.
BBC Music, Sound of 2016.
Okay, so Monday, I came in and announced the first ever tied place in a BBC Sound of top five. First of all, as you can hear, it was Western, and then it was Maura Massa. Both of them were live in the studio, and that was the beginning of the top five.
Then on Tuesday, we revealed that at number four, brilliant band from Stockport, it was Blossoms.
Wonky Funk. Oh.
Yes.
Wonky Wonk.
Yes.
Neo was number three on a Wednesday. Incredible voice, incredible talents.
And then the artist who was in the live lounge yesterday with Clara Amfo at number two on the Sound of, we revealed it was Alessia Cara yesterday morning.
Okay.
This drone has got to be serious, Scott. And because we're live stream, this person actually has to make an entrance as well.
Yeah, we are live streaming this. You can watch this right now. I've got all the drones if you want them.
Layer them. Let's track the drones. I wish you could see Scott's face. Oh, you can.
Oh, you can. If you can be bothered to put your phone on and watch my face. I've got drone face. Okay, let's do this.
We are ready. This is the Number one artist on the BBC Music Sound of 2016. So, as Scott said earlier on, this is all sorts of music people coming together and anonymously, not sat around a table, but independently voting on who they think is the most listened out for, the artist you should listen to in 2016.
Shall I do it here?
He's going to do
it.
I think
you should.
Okay. I can reveal that the number one in the BBC Music Sound of 2016, the winner of the whole thing, is Jack Garrett.
Yay!
Yes.
Walk on, Jack. Walk on.
This is your walk on music, Jack. Good
well
morning.
Done. Congratulations.
Hi. Thank you very much.
You're very calm. Very calm and collected.
Yeah, God, I think I don't know whether that's just the time of the day or whether anything has actually hit me yet. I'm not sure.
But you're a seasoned prize winner. You've won a few things already this year, right?
It's been a kind of intense few months, pretty much for that exact reason. It's been a lot of accolades, a lot of lovely compliments. It's all kind of strange. Again, still, I don't know that anything has hit me yet, though.
Yeah.
It hasn't quite sunk in. I just had a moment then, standing, hiding in the corner, where my heart started to just increase dramatically as you announced it, and it suddenly all became very, very real.
Yeah.
So now I'm more terrified than I was 5 minutes ago.
Well, big congratulations, Jack.
Thank you, Heath.
So exciting. Yeah. I mean, in a weird way, it's kind of the culmination of a couple of years of gigging and recording and finding your sound and honing it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's very much the beginning of a really exciting year, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's a really interesting one because I've been doing this, or at least writing music, for as long as I can remember, and I've been trying to turn it into, or at least trying to make my passion into my career for, like, properly, I guess, for the last like 2 or 3 years. So it's been a lot of hard work, and it's all been happening for quite a while. But then suddenly this year, it's a strange thing because so much has come together and so much has locked into the right place, and there's a huge amount of luck, and I'm very aware of that, and I feel so grateful for that. But at the same time, a lot of hard work has gone into this, and it feels incredible to be able to sit here and talk to you guys and to have had all of this happen. I don't know, I'm completely overwhelmed by it.
And as Hugh said, you know, it really is a unanimous thing, and it feels like a lot of people feel the same way. And I think maybe one of the things about Jack Garrett as an artist is that you're so unique, you so stand out from the crowd because you do it all. And it's so rare when you get an artist who does that on every level. You know, you write, you sing, you produce. I think you mix your own music as well. You literally do it all.
Yeah.
And I know, I just think that should be something that should be highlighted because it's quite an incredible thing. When you listen to Jack's music, he does everything. I remember having a conversation with you about when you supported Mumford & Sons, and you know, they're like, they must have about 11 trucks worth of stuff that they bring with them. And there's like five of them in the band, and then Jack just shows up and he is a one-man band on stage. He does it all.
Got a cymbal in his head.
Pretty much. Big old kick drum on my back.
Well, listen, we could not be more pleased that you are the winner on the BBC Music Sound of 2016. We're going to play Worry and then we'll chat some more to Jack Garrett on Radio 1. Broken up by the sounds of women I'll never meet. And when my eyes are closed, I can start to feel you staring at me. Side of my bed has always left me feeling stuck in between. The Scott Mills Daily. There you go, that is Worry, Jack Garrett. Just Jack Garrett, the number one in the BBC Sound of 2016.
And he's right here. It's been announced finally after a big old week-long countdown. Last year we announced the top 15, and this is the culmination of it all. There's been some incredible alumni in the past, and I think Jack Garrett's going to stand up to that standard, most definitely.
You're the new Adele, Jack.
Yeah.
I keep being told. I think that's impossible. I don't think there can be a new Adele.
I love that you're playing eardrum to your own song then as well. That was nice. I enjoyed it. I'm glad that it's not just us who kind of mime along with our favourite songs.
I tell you what, more than anything, it's muscle memory. As soon as I hear those things, I have to, because of the live show, I have to just, my arms go, I have no control of my body anymore.
When you perform live, what's the most amount of things you're doing at one time? Like, what's some, like... The multitasking is insane when you're a one man band.
That's it. I've never actually thought of it like that. I think more than anything, if I do think about it, It's like right now, it'll probably, my mind will implode or explode. And because when I play live, I said I kind of black out when I do the songs.
Yeah.
Because I just, it, like, the way I always say it is, I have to allow my head to talk to my hands. And if my mind gets in the middle of that conversation, that's when everything goes wrong.
Yeah.
So I just kind of have to stand back and let my body remember what it's there to do.
Yeah.
But
your body kind of is an instrument in a way as well.
It's if not the instrument, it's probably the biggest drumstick that I have to my to my tool belt of drumsticks.
As Ben, who's on his way to work, says, I saw Jack when he supported Mumford at Glasgow. That guy has some skills.
Skills.
Yeah.
Skills.
Yasmin in Wigan says, I've been saying to everyone I know since Monday that number one would be Jack Garrett. I just love his sound. I'm enjoying your tweet from 9 hours ago that says, terrified of everything.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hashtag truth.
It's been so amazing to see as well, you know, all the support you had early on from BBC Introducing, from the three counties, from Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
Yeah.
I think I've checked, you've done everything with BBC Introducing now. You played at Mainville, you did Reading and Leeds, you were at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas.
I won't leave you alone.
No, it's brilliant, isn't it? But that journey's been amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. And also, I mean, a huge thank you to you as well. You gave
various. Of course, we love what you do.
Yeah,
we all do.
No, thank you so much. But like, I mean, being there from the beginning and that almost being about, I guess, a year and a half ago when that was kind of first played on the radio. And Introducing and BBC and that platform has just been so consistent and so supportive and with me at every single step of the way. Most of the milestones that I've like collected over the last year and a half have come from those moments, like playing on the Introducing stage at Reading and going and doing South By and all those kinds of things. It's just, it's quite funny actually thinking about it, how consistent Introducing has been in my growth.
And you won the award, the BBC Introducing Award this year.
The award as well, yeah. So it's all, again, like, it's just unbelievable. I can't, my words aren't quite here yet. I don't know how to explain
how crazy
it
is. That's fine. That's all we need.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad turns up at one of your gigs and introduces himself to you.
What?
Do you know about this?
Yeah. No.
That was the thing. Yeah, Aaron's actually, Aaron ended up kind of becoming quite a close friend of mine now. And what's quite funny is when I met him, I don't think he knows this, when I met him, I've never seen Breaking Bad.
No.
So when I met him...
Just as well, or you would have made a fool of yourself.
Well, exactly. But but that didn't stop me from almost, like, kid you not seen a single episode. And when I met him, we came up and introduced himself and I almost called him Jesse for no other reason other than that, well, that's the name I know to that face. But thankfully I didn't. But no, he's been so supportive. The amazing thing about him, actually, about a lot of other people who have expressed their enjoyment of my music, is it comes out of just a pure want to spread nice things. Like, he enjoys my music and wants to share it with as many people as he can. And that's
who's he sharing it with over in LA?
I mean, how is things in America? I'm intrigued because I know you put a lot of work in there and you've got a lot of fans over there. How is it working out over there?
America has been so surprisingly great, actually. I wasn't quite sure what to think about it because it's a whole new, I guess, territory for me. And I don't quite, like, there's a lot of UK acts that are going out to America and doing great things at the moment. And I didn't want to, you know, like, jump on that bandwagon. I wanted to be able to go out there and speak for myself and be able to make sure that the music I was making was accepted over there for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that, I mean, the first few shows I did out there got such great reactions. And we've been, the shows I've been doing in New York and LA and things like that have all been selling out, which is unbelievable. We did two nights at the Troubadour this year, which is like one of my favourite venues ever. And
is that in LA?
Yeah, in LA. To be able to go there
and
sell out two shows one night after the other and have them both be absolutely round and packed with people who I have no idea who they are because it's complete strangers in a city I'd been to maybe three times like before.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
must
just
blow your mind. That.
It's unbelievable. It still blows my mind today that people come and see my shows in London.
Yeah,
it still blows my mind.
I think after all that, it's probably safe to say it's probably going to be quite a good year.
Touch wood, fingers crossed.
And we should say, if you had never seen Jack Garrett live before, we have good news today, Jack.
Yes, yeah, we do. I'm going to be coming back later on this afternoon to do the live lounge.
Yes, 12 o'clock today. So what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to play Worry. And I'm going to have a bit of a laugh with that and get my guitar solo out because that's just fun for me. And then I'm also going to be doing a cover. And this is kind of one of the most ambitious covers I've done yet. I put it all together yesterday in the space of a few hours because I had no other time to do it.
That's right.
So I'm doing a mashup. I'm not going to say of what, but I'll say of who. I'm doing a mashup of... Craig David and Justin Timberlake.
Yes, that's what we want.
So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Wow. That's amazing. Have you ever met?
Oh, it's real
have
now.
You met Justin Timberlake yet?
I have actually. Yeah.
Okay.
I have.
Hang on.
Yeah. I heard a rumor he was a big fan of yours.
This is because I've not actually really spoken about this a lot, just because he is he's one of the main reasons I went into performing, actually, as a kid growing up, listening to Justified and watching him do incredible shows. And
I watched that DVD a lot back
in
the day.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's unbelievable.
What a good show.
It's unbelievable. He kind of ignited something in me about performing great music live on stage. And this summer, actually, I got to meet him, which was a real dream come true for me. Apparently he's a fan.
Did you take him to Little Chalfont, where you're from? Has he been to Little Chalfont?
I invited him and he did not return my calls.
I'd like that. Make it happen. Timberlake and Little Chalfont. That would be incredible.
Jack, congratulations. You are the winner of the BBC Music Sound Off 2016. Incredibly well deserved. And we will see you in the live lounge later. Thank you so much for coming
in.
Thank you, Jack.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Steve's here with everything that you might have missed entertainment-wise.
Indeed, and we now have the full Sound Off 2016 list. Jack Garrett is number one. Everything about the top five at bbc.co.uk/Sound of 2016.
I enjoy Liam from Manchester's text. Nothing about Jack's music at all, which is obviously brilliant. He says, I saw him live recently. Jack has one of the kindest faces I've ever seen.
He does.
He has got a kind face. Oh. It's true. So this Zayn Malik interview.
Yeah, lots of people interested in what Zayn Malik's got to say. He did an interview with Billboard magazine in the States about where he is now, what he's doing, some thoughts on One Direction, obviously. He's retweeted the article, so I'm guessing that he's happy with the quotes in it, that he's not been misquoted or anything like that. It is a long interview. I've picked out the top three quotes. So the first one is on staying in touch with One Direction. He said, I had every intention of remaining friends with everybody, but I guess certain phone numbers have changed and I haven't received calls from a lot of people. I've reached out to a few of them and not got a reply. Certain people have pride issues, but it's stuff you overcome in time.
It's true. One Direction members do have to change their phone number a lot.
Do they? But is that what happens? Do they genuinely... I mean, that would suggest they don't really like each other, right?
Well, I guess if you leave like that and it was all a bit sudden and there was no real explanation as far as we know, then it's kind of understandable. But they do change the numbers a lot. They have to, because people find them out.
You can Skype or you can reach out on a Twitter DM or something like that. On Instagram.
Fact two.
On One Direction's new music. I'll be honest, I thought the first single was quite cool. That was Drag Me Down. I heard the second single and he screws up his face. Yeah, I didn't buy the album.
Three. That'll be perfect then. Three.
Number three. On Women, I enjoy an intellectual conversation where someone can construct a sentence beyond what hair and makeup they're wearing and talk about something political or about the world. I like an opinion.
OMG, shots fired.
New music from him sometime in the spring, we're thinking, but he clearly wants to make a mark with what he's saying.
Right, this thing that is massive in America, yes. Lip Sync Battle UK starts tonight.
Yes, but the US version with LL Cool J was on last night, and everyone on Twitter's going crazy because it's where celebrities do lip syncs to, you know, big songs. Channing Tatum, the actor, was on last night. He did Let It Go, dressed as Elsa, and then he did Run the World by Beyoncé. And Beyoncé came on stage.
I mean, it's the biggest thing in America right now.
It's huge. It's huge. The videos go like massive. The photos of Channing Tatum dressed up as Beyoncé are pretty incredible. Anyway, the UK version does start tonight. Channel 5, 10 p.m. Hosted by Mel B and Professor Green. And the first episode, no Beyoncé sadly, but it's Britain's Got Talent judges Alicia Dixon and David Walliams going head to head. We did speak to the judges before Beyoncé and Channing's masterstroke, but they think the UK version will live up to the hype.
America did all the American thing, but then they've had like funny people on, like Anne Hathaway, Mike Tyson, they've had like Justin Bieber on. You know, hopefully we're going to get, well, I know we're going to get the same quality of people.
I think Frankie Boyle will be quite funny, especially with his love for rap music. I think that could be quite funny.
Okay. Are we going to live up to the hype, do you think?
Well, I don't think Frankie Boyle is Beyoncé.
No, but I guess you've got the American one, which you can watch online to do all that. And then we'll just have, like, Joe McElderry or something.
Yeah. It's such a good show, isn't it? But it does come down to guests.
Also, should pop stars be allowed to do it? Because I think that surely they're used to having to lip-sync sometimes.
Very true. Alicia Dixon.
I think they've got an advantage there. Okay, so breaking film news.
Yeah, the BAFTA nominations came out at 7:37 precisely, so this is hot off the press. 7:37 was the actual time. Just very, very quickly, a leading actor, people like Eddie Redmayne for The Danish Girl, Matt Damon for The Martian, Michael Fassbender for Steve Jobs. Looking at Best Actress, we've got people like Dame Maggie Smith from Downton Abbey, she's nominated. Also Cate Blanchett for Carol. And then the big one, Best Film, a film called The Big Short, which I've not heard of. A film called Bridge of Spies, which is a big Steven Spielberg epic. Got a film called Carol, The Revenant, which is Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hardy's new film, and then a film called Spotlight. No Mad Max, no Star Wars, sadly.
No Star Wars?
No Star Wars. Anywhere to be seen.
All right, thank you, Steve.
Thank you. The Scott
Mills Daily. Just seen your Twitter, Chris. I don't know what face I'm pulling in that Jack Garrett picture there. I mean, that is a pout.
Hang on, I've not looked at you in this picture.
People are now screenshotting it, like, with me up close. Like, what? Alex Bellamy. Like, what is this face you're pulling?
It is good.
What is it?
It's brilliant, that. So I got sent a couple of photos of all of us with Jack Garrett.
So the winner of BBC Music Sound of 2016, and I mean, I'm doing a ridiculous pout there.
It is
what
good.
Is that face?
Well, you tell me. What were you thinking?
I don't know.
Is that you doing Zoolander?
It is a bit Zoolander. Oh, I'm really upset with myself. BBC Radio 1. One picture with the winner, and it's that face. 12 minutes past 8 with Scott Mills on the Radio Breakfast Show. Grip Rimi is back on Monday. So inspired by yesterday's Showeroki playlist, which were all tracks you couldn't help but sing along to, and if you wanted to be in the shower, you could. I'd quite like to send you, Chris Stark, to the BBC showers again today. You've been down there before.
Yeah, the thing is with the showers here is I regularly go to them, but never to wash.
No.
Because it's only ever things to do with this show and you wanting to have some fun with me in the showers.
Okay.
No, it's by sending me to the showers. You know what I mean?
You do everything but wash in there. It's like, it's a couple of levels below ground here at the BBC, and it's like another world down there.
But you say another world as if it's some beautifully fantastic place with fountains and waterfalls and things.
No, it's not.
There's a very different atmosphere.
It's like the changing rooms for games at school.
Yeah,
That's exactly what it is.
Like that.
And smells the same. So what I want you to do this morning is head down there in a minute. I'm going to play a couple of songs, and I want you to try and start a Friday sing-along. Will they go for it, cos Friday, or will they be a little bit British and hold back? But I want you to go for it completely, okay?
With a Showeroki song.
Yes, I think with one of the songs that we had yesterday on the playlist, the Showeroki playlist. Okay, I'll see you in a minute then. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. So I have sent Chris to the showers downstairs at the BBC. Yesterday on the show, we did a Showeroki playlist, which were all songs that you just couldn't help sing along to. Inspired by this, Chris is now in the shower. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott.
You okay?
I'm okay, yeah. Can you hear me all right?
I can, yeah. Okay. Are you in the downstairs showers now?
I'm in the downstairs showers. There's like a row of, I'd say about 10, 15 showers, and I'm just by the sort of the changing benches.
Yeah.
You're
speaking like this. Is that because there's other people in there?
Oh yeah, I can hear a couple of showers on. So obviously they can't hear me because the water will be loud.
I'm always intrigued as to who has a shower at work. Is it people that kind of cycled in maybe to work?
Well, I just passed a couple of people changing. They all look like quite normal people. You know, it's a very odd thing to do. But, you know, if you're that way inclined, you will be happy to have a shower at your place of work, won't you?
Yeah, I guess so. So today you're going to try and start a sing-along, a Friday sing-along in the BBC showers.
Yeah. What song are we going to do then, Scott?
We're going to do one that was in the Showeroki playlist yesterday.
So the new Pia Mia one won't count?
What, Touch Me? No, that's not on.
Fine.
It's one from the Showeroki playlist yesterday, which you can download from the BBC iPlayer radio app and listen again if you enjoyed it.
Sorry, someone just walked past me. Literally dropped the towel just before he went in. I saw everything.
Why is that funny?
It's just weird seeing it. Like, because right now we're on the radio, we're actually doing some work. It's like, it feels weird. It's a bit like if someone walked into the studio and just dropped trout. It's like, it's a really weird thing, but I just saw everything.
I'm going to start playing the song.
Yeah, all right. So should I... Should I turn on the shower?
Yeah, turn on the shower.
I mean, I've got swim shorts on. Shall I... Is it worth me taking them off as well? I might as well enjoy myself. Hang on.
Why not? Enjoy yourself.
Okay. Let's close the door.
Oh, so there is a door. It's like an individual cubicle, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lock on it and everything. Oh, sorry, I need to get my voice down. Okay.
Are you naked on Radio 1 again?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's so good.
It's good, isn't it?
It feels mad to me that once upon a time I wanted, really, really wanted to be on Radio 1. And here I am right now on the Radio 1 breakfast show with no clothes on.
I'm going to start playing the song. The song will stop, and then you carry on singing. And I'm going to go for, from this playlist, LMFAO's Sexy and I Know It.
Oh, good.
Here we go. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Take it away, Chris.
When I walk in the bar and everybody say, something and then something and I'm moving my way. I got fellas to the left and ladies to the right. And do it all together, we'll be going all night. I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. Wiggle, 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 yeah! 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 I'm sexy and I know it.
Get everyone to join in, please.
Everybody sing along! 3, 2, 1, let's go! Wiggle, 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 yeah! Wiggle, 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 wiggle! Wiggle, 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 say yeah! Wiggle, 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 wiggle!
No, no one.
Nothing at all, no?
No, nothing, I don't know.
Mate, I would get your clothes on and get out of there.
You got another song?
No. I'm really sorry, this hasn't worked, has it?
Well, no one's... If it's an experiment to see if anyone would sing along, no one has sung along.
Okay.
But the problem I have now is I don't really feel I can leave the cubicle.
Well, stay in there for a while if you want, I'll just play songs.
Do you mind?
No, that's fine. How long do you need? 10 minutes?
Give me a couple of songs.
Alright, well, I'll see you when you get back. Obviously, leave it a moment when it's not right, awkward.
Fine. No, that's... Yeah, I just wait for everyone else to leave. No one will ever know that I was here.
Got you.
Alright.
Alright, see you in a bit.
Bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Good morning, Jenny in Ipswich.
Good morning, Scott.
How's it going?
I'm really good, thanks. How are you?
All right. What's your day consist of today?
I work at a trampoline company, so I need to actually sell some trampolines.
You sell trampolines?
I do, but it means I get to go to lots of toy fairs, which is really cool.
Oh, my word, this is such a cool job.
Everyone's got such good jobs this week. Amazing. How did you get into selling trampolines?
My sister dragged me in. She's my boss, so...
What, and she forced you to do it?
She forced me, yeah. She's like, Jenny, this is the way forward. I was like, great.
It is. Trampolines are the future.
Yeah.
I get the feeling that you actually hate trampolines.
I don't. I actually quite like trampolines. Like, every time we put up a trampoline, I'm always the first to go on it and have a bounce.
Yeah, but do you not realise that you bring endless joy to people? Trampolines are so much fun.
Yeah, I spread joy around the world.
Okay, good. Right, so let's play today's Real or No Real with Jenny from Ipswich.
David Beckham makes his son Romeo, who's an Arsenal fan, sing Tottenham songs as punishment for bad behaviour.
Oh, I don't know if that's true. Why would he not make him sing like Man United songs or something?
Well, because Arsenal and Tottenham are like, it's proper rivalry.
Oh, are they? Oh, I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know nothing about football. I know about trampolines, but not about football.
Yeah, I've got so many questions about that, but we can do those over the course of this game.
Okay.
For now, let's keep it bouncing. So, what are we... So they're both quite cool. David Beckham is really cool. He's, you know, what everyone would deem to be like the coolest dad.
I would love him as a dad.
And I heard recently that Brooklyn Beckham managed to get his own back by doing something to his dad, some kind of prank. But we've been saying for ages, if any of them want to get in touch, we could help them do something epic.
Did you think he sounded like he was begging it there a little bit, Jenny? Please, yes. Any of them, just get in touch, please.
Yeah, of course.
What do you want them to do?
I think Scott's got loads of ideas. The amount of time you stitch up little Chris.
Me?
Yeah.
Little Chris.
Okay.
Why do you call him Little Chris?
Well, you call him Little Chris.
No, I've never called him Little Chris.
Do you not?
No, you've made that up.
No one's ever called me Little Chris. It's really.
Are you sure you're listening to Radio 1, love?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, you just need to stop trampolining.
Yeah, it's getting. Yeah, you're. Yeah, you're maybe shaking up your head a little bit, though.
Like, oh, my God. That'll be your name forever now, though, so you're welcome.
So does David Beckham make his son Romeo, who's an Arsenal fan, sing Tottenham songs if he's a bit naughty?
Tottenham?
Tottenham.
Tottenham.
It's not a form of ham.
Tottenham. Real or no real, Chris?
Well, I know he does a lot of pranks on Brooklyn Beckham, so I'm sure he does it with the other kids, so I think this is real.
Jenny?
I think no real.
That one is real.
Yes.
In his latest documentary, there is a clip of David threatening to get Romeo to belt out a verse of, oh, when the Spurs go marching in if he didn't go to bed. And next.
If you're struggling for a party venue, you can now hire an inflatable pub.
Well, you're in the inflatable industry, of course.
Yeah.
So in terms of like bouncy castles and things like that, can you make anything inflatable?
Anything inflatable? Do you mean like any kind of construction inflatable? Do you mean that? Or?
Yeah, I do, because inflatable pub seems like a genius idea to me. I'd never thought of that as an idea. It's a brilliant idea. But there must
brilliant
be
idea.
Other things like that which you would like to pop up in your garden, you know?
What else would you like to pop up in your garden?
Just going to need some thought. There must be other things. Mills, what would you like in your back garden?
I've only got a small patio area there.
Yeah. But what would you like? Can I have anything you want? You could have an inflatable sunbed.
You could just have inflatable clothes, though, couldn't you? And just walk around with inflatable clothes.
Right, you're all talking stupid now. Is this real or no real? Is there an inflatable pub?
It's definitely real.
Yeah, I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
I need this.
It costs £255, which includes setup, heaters and lighting, and can hold 60 people.
Oh, my
word.
Wow,
that's quite good.
I'm looking at a picture of it right now. It is one of the best things I've ever seen.
I know.
Oh, everything is more fun when it's inflatable.
That is going
definitely.
Straight in mine.
Same.
Straight in your basket.
Yeah. And here's your final one today on Real or No Real.
Someone is looking to make a quick buck by selling water from the Drummond puddle on eBay.
This is this puddle fascination phenomenon thing that's been going on over the last couple of days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So someone was live streaming, I think on that app Periscope, from a puddle, if I understand this right. And thousands of people have been watching this puddle. I don't know why.
I think they've been getting Lilos on it.
Well, this would suggest then that some quick-thinking entrepreneur has thought, well, look, everyone's talking about this puddle. Let's get some of the water and sell it, which is a brilliant idea.
I didn't think of it, to be fair.
So they've just gone along with like a little water bottle and scooped some up and then just put it on eBay.
Yeah. But although I wouldn't expect it to be raising that much money, because ultimately it is just puddle water. And everyone
it's
knows...
It's from the famous Drummond puddle.
Yeah, but everyone knows this craze will die down. It's weird when you try and keep liquids as a keepsake, right? I've done this before. So you remember when I was on that kids show, Get Your Own Back, when I was younger, right? I thought, I'll take home some of the gunge. And they let me do it. Because you know the point was you gunge the adult that you're with.
Right.
I was 10 years old and I was thinking, this is going to make me millions in the future. So I took home some of this gunge. Within about 3 weeks, it turned completely black and nasty. And my mum made me chuck it out.
TV shows that gunge people.
So,
real or no real?
I think it's real, actually.
I do think someone would get the water. I think real.
That one is real.
Yep, someone's on eBay selling that water right now.
How much is it going for?
Over £60,000.
because they're going to pay that.
That's ridiculous. That's got to be a glitch.
Also, did you see the thing that Matt Edmondson did yesterday?
With the bucket?
He did his own video stream of a bucket at the back of the studio. And the bucket was hanging from a rubber band. And then people were calling in to request things to be put in the bucket until the bucket dropped.
Strangely emotional.
People loved it. And all of the fascinating highlights and the tense drama from the bucket are on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. It's just highlights. You have to watch the whole thing. At the end of that round of Real or No Real,
I got 30. Jenny, you got 20.
Okay, we might get back in touch because we'll have some more inflatable ideas for you.
If you have any ideas, let me know because I can definitely pitch into the factory for you.
Okay, thanks very much, Jenny.
Mate, this show is full of ideas. Seriously.
Thank you.
Keep it bouncing.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Grimmy is back on Monday morning from 6:30 and we return to our normal time, 1 till 4 on Monday.